news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. Not so bad. It is 12, a little after 12 midnight on this Saturday night. Welcome, everybody, to our WWE Hall of Fame post-show here on Rant EM Radio and rantemradio.com. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, and Twitter. Hi, everybody. Once again, Double A, as always. I'm going to delete... From now on, until Swax, this is why Swax is banned from being on the air because of his behavior. I'm gonna do something I normally wouldn't do. See, and I don't want to talk about Swax, but he's banned from the air, and he's gonna be banned from the chat room. That's it. It's that simple. And you having other people begging me for you to be let back on the air ain't gonna happen. Period. Enough said. We're not gonna talk about it anymore. Anyways, Double A, as always, being joined by Surfer.
Good evening.
Tony C's not going to be with us this evening because he wants to rest his voice for tomorrow, which is understandable. So he is not going to be a part of today's show, but I'm sure he is listening. And but if you want to be a part of the show, you can call 954-889-7268, Double A the Rant, all one word, on Skype. And I believe Phil will be calling in. I don't know if we'll get another live report from Lexicon. But what did you think, Surfer? I mean, rounded off to 4 hours, you know?
Well, I thought it was gonna hit 12:30 when we was just getting to Bushwhackers, and it was getting kind of long there. But oh, I'm surprised it ended 12 o'clock-ish.
I was looking at my watch. I was like, this damn thing ain't gonna get on the air till 2 o'clock in the morning because. It was 10 o'clock and we were three inductions in.
Well, I thought the beginning wasn't as long. It didn't seem long. Like
the first three were long, Surfer.
I didn't say it was. I said it didn't seem long to me. And I thought it was zooming by. Then I looked and realized it wasn't zooming by. Mm-hmm. But I would say to get off around 12:02, not bad at all. It probably would have went longer had Macho Man been alive. They'd still be on the air right now.
It's possible. I'm surprised Lanny Poffo didn't talk everybody's ear off, but
I think he would.
But he should have. You know, he had the opportunity to talk as much as he. Kevin Nash didn't talk as much. You know, I don't know. WWE should just make these damn things 4 hours long.
Dana Warrior.
She talked to everyone. She went long, but, you know, it's understandable. I'll give her a pass.
I thought the best one was Zbyszko.
Zbyszko was great, I thought.
He won me back over. I don't hate him anymore.
I thought the show was good. I thought the speeches were excellent. Probably the only one that was a little long-winded was Rikishi's because they're showing the replay right now. Because it was kind of unnecessary, but that he had a lot of pauses. But then again, so did Zbyszko.
I had to I had to tune out there for a while with the Bushwhackers. And then that Stanley wasn't dumb. It's just that I had to take a break from watching it. And they were just the lucky recipient of me turning the channel for whatever amount of time and looking at something else for a few minutes.
No, I thought the Bushwhackers was pretty entertaining.
I didn't say they weren't. I just said.
But did you see some of the stuff though that they said?
No, I mean like I said, I got to a point where I had to watch something else, and
let me see if I can.
Just happened to take place during their particular induction.
What did you watch during their induction?
I just flipped it to live TV, and I forgot what was on, but I think Fast and Furious or something was on. That wasn't it. I just needed a break, so I took one. Alundra Blaze,
right?
Not bad looking.
No, she held up okay.
Huh?
She held up okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're. I'm trying to get audio.
As tall as she is.
Huh?
I didn't realize she was as tall as she seemed that she looked on TV tonight.
I don't know.
I tell you, man, it's like, has there been any Simones that are not related to this family?
No. Let's go to the phones real quick.
I'm surprised they don't have a wrestling promotion over in the Pacific Islands, just made up of the family members, you know?
Right.
Like Puerto Rico has a promotion.
Right. With that, we say hello to Rex Watson.
Hello. Hello. How's everyone doing?
Everybody's peachy.
It's great to be on the show. Yeah, me and Surfer have been talking for quite a bit now.
Okay.
That's about it.
Yeah, we had a nice little conversation tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who was supposed to host this show before Lawler took over? Like, it was supposed to be someone else, right?
The rumor was Eva Marie was going to host.
Eva Marie?
Yeah. And then during the red carpet, Lawler said there was a rumor going around that I was going to dye my hair red for tonight. And so I don't know. But yeah. I think it would have been an atrocity had Eva Marie hosted this thing.
Oh.
It would have just been awful. Awful.
It would have been bad.
You know, and kudos to Triple H. I mean, since he's been in, whoever, you know, getting these people into the Hall of Fame, it's been a more engaging show. I mean, you're getting people that probably wouldn't have cared to go in if they had to deal with Vince. Mm-hmm. And Vince, you don't even see Vince. You don't hear his name, or he don't come out and speak. You don't see him sitting in the audience.
Right.
Well, Triple H does a good job of mending wounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen that with Warrior, Bruno. I mean, this has been said before, of course, but I think Vince tends to hold grudges, and Triple H knows the history and wants to mend wounds.
I mean, you know, when you're dealing with someone as a boss, you know, that doesn't leave a lot of room for friendship and you know, feelings get hurt, and it's not necessarily grudges, but you know.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a couple of things here that we saw during the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Well, the red carpet was pretty standard, but I honestly thought that they really went over the top. I mean, not over the top in a wasteful sense. I honestly thought that the way the red carpet was presented made it really seem like it was a big deal. I thought the red carpet special was really well done.
Well, you know, they're trying to be on the Oscar level when it comes to the red carpet. You know, everybody wants to. That's the best way of hyping up your show, is through that red carpet.
I know. I know. AA. You're very much a stickler for attention to detail, production.
Yeah.
Those types of things. Like, you were the first person that I ever met who actually knew when Kane was going to come out.
You have to pay attention because before
just seen it, you know.
Because before you got to, you see, here's the thing, folks. Little secret, you know, so you know when Kane is coming out. Is before in the old days they used to tape Kane's pyro to the ring post prior to the show. Nowadays they put the canister when it's time for him to come out. So if you ever see them putting a canister on the ring post, then you know Kane's coming out.
You mean it's not built into the ring post?
No, it's a canister.
Not anymore. It used to be.
It used to be taped to the ring post.
You could see the black tape back years ago.
Yeah. Now they attach a canister when it's time for him to come out. Anyways, we're not here to talk about stuff like that. But, so the red carpet was good. I thought there was, they interviewed Ron Simmons, who was holding a beer bottle the whole time, which I thought, you know, whatever. But Larry Zbyszko, though, I know, let's go into the Hall of Fame. The first inductee was Rikishi, but the next one was Larry Zbyszko. First of all, Larry held up quite well because I thought Larry looked like Larry tonight. Because in recent years, Larry didn't look like Larry anymore. Larry looked like an older version of Larry. But the Larry that was there tonight looked like the Larry of old.
I saw him at... You know, I'm a huge indie guy. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him at some indie shows, and it was up and down, but he was the world champion.
You're breaking up, Rex. Rex, you're breaking up.
Tonight, I felt he was...
Rex, you're breaking up. All right, he'll fix that in a little bit. Anyways, but I thought Larry held up.
Yeah, I mean... He was probably the most. It was the most human speech I've heard all night, and I have to. No one seemed to embarrass themselves, and like in the past, there's been some cringeworthy, embarrassing speeches, but you know everybody said what they had to say. They spoke from the heart, and you know they talked about things that you probably didn't know, and it was something that. I'm glad I heard it, you know. Right. Interesting. It was interesting how he talked about how he met Bruno and you know that process. I mean,
right. Now Rex, your connection was terrible.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. I walked into the front yard and yeah.
I mean, I would have never had the courage to like sneak into somebody's backyard to meet someone I think I looked up to. I mean, you know,
but some of these people are crazy. You know, the way they have broken to the business.
And then you figure you got a big wrestler like Bruno, who's to say he sees somebody crawling through his bushes that he don't just immediately attack,
right? But I don't know. To me, the dates. I know Bruno's almost 80. Zbyszko is in the 60s. I guess maybe the dates are not that far off, but Zbyszko doesn't look like he's that much younger than Bruno, you know?
See, that's what I was saying before my connection went to garbage. Zbyszko tonight looked like the same Zbyszko with the nunchucks in his hand cutting that promo.
Yeah.
He looked thinner than his career, but... I mean, you know, a lot of older guys, you know, they put on that weight, but he really didn't. I mean, and some guys, when they become smaller and they look like they sucked in and shrunk. Mm-hmm. Like Dusty looks, you know, from all the weight he's lost, but he looks a little sunken in.
Dusty's also 70, you know? I think, close to 70.
Yeah.
You know, and, but I tell you, it's just, his speech was good. And then Medusa.
Oh, no. Don't get me started.
Or Alundra Blaze, or whatever you feel like calling her tonight. But she came out, and I thought her speech was very good. I enjoyed the fact that she pulled the women's championship out of the garbage. I like how
that was the thing that Lexi V and I were trying to figure out. We were like, "Is that the same title?"
Yes, it is.
It was. I eventually realized that was the same title, but I was shocked by that.
Right. Of course, you know, she said shit and things like that, but there was a lot of dumping out because a lot of people said WWF throughout the night.
I know.
But which that part I don't understand because we've gone so many years without the WWF. I don't know why all of a sudden now everybody's dropping WWF, but whatever. So,
I mean, especially when you have guys like Steamboat and they're saying WWE.
Right.
I mean, it's apparent they're trying to, they changed the course of history with the name, but the WWF thing always comes back up somehow.
Right. But yeah, she pulled the thing out of the garbage. She talked about Paulie to the point where it made Paulie cry. I thought overall her induction also was very good. There was I don't have anything bad to say about this Hall of Fame. I really don't. This is not like last year when it was Lita who just pondered and pondered and then there was Mr. T.
I'm so glad I did not go to the Hall of Fame last year because Lita's speech was unbearable. I was happy to watch it when I got home.
I tell you, this is just overall I thought it was good. There's really nothing bad to say. Like I said, we said that there were a couple of things that were a little long-winded, Dana Warrior talking and things like that. But of course the Conor Mahalik thing was nice. I thought Tatsumi Fujinami should have had an interpreter like when, Antonio Inoki was inducted. But hey, what the hell? And I'm okay with everything else. You know, Lanny could have talked a little bit more for the Macho Man, but whatever. I guess time. And Kevin Nash, I thought, also would have talked a little bit more than he did.
They probably asked him, like, "Look, you know, let's wrap this up. We got to work tomorrow.
Yeah,
we appreciate it if you helped us out a bit."
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
You know. Well, also, Kevin Nash does his big party the Saturday before Mania.
Well, is he still doing one, considering what he's
doing? Yeah, he is. He is. Well.
What about, what'd you think of Bruno, Surfer?
He spoke eloquently, about how he met Sabisco. You know, what can you say? Bruno didn't embarrass himself. And
I don't think he would have, but okay.
You never know sometimes.
No, Bruno is a real man. I mean, he he's not going to embarrass himself, sir.
I think Triple H spoke truthfully when he said Arnold could have been a
wrestler.
A big time wrestler. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, if Hollywood hadn't come knocking, Arnold probably would have gotten a wrestling.
I believe it.
He might need some mic work, but
I believe that.
Rex.
Yeah.
I don't know how old you are, but if you saw Arnold in his competing days, he was phenomenally huge. So.
Oh no no no! I know this. I look a lot younger than I actually am. Double A knows that. But I fully agree. He wouldn't really need. I mean, because back then, you didn't really need to talk. He would have been, you know, like Kerry Von Erich 3.0 with the build he had.
But Arnold had a charisma that it's hard to explain and define. I mean, for somebody who doesn't talk all that well, for some reason he just came across as the man on screen. I mean, I was talking earlier about when you watched the remake to Total Recall, and like Arnold made that movie pop, and then you watch that remake, and it's just dull.
Well, no, yeah, no, we talked about that on the Rexplex.
So, I mean, like, whatever yeah. He had it. You can't take that from him. So.
954-889-7268. Double A the Rant, all one word on Skype. Let's talk about, real quickly, let me run down everything that's going on tomorrow. We do want to take your calls. We know that everybody's listening live. So if you want to comment on anything from the Hall of Fame, now's the time to do it. But we know that everybody has a long day tomorrow, so we were not going to keep everybody on too long. But briefly, tomorrow, we got a pack lineup, and it all kicks off at 8 a.m. with a replay of the Lex podcast, followed by the Rexplex at 10 a.m. The Wrestling Call-In Show will be live at 12 noon, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. That's live at 2 p.m. Then The Rant at 4 p.m. live with myself, Tony C., Surfer, and a cast of thousands. At 11 p.m., the WrestleMania post-show will be live for 2 hours. That's where we're going to run down everything that happened at the big showcase of the Immortals. Also, we'll be
a lot of tears.
Also, we're going to be hearing from Lexicon tomorrow afternoon from the site of WrestleMania. Of course, if you missed any part of the marathon, the entire marathon will be rebroadcast beginning at 6 a.m. this coming Monday, March 30th, and it will run all day long. And then we return to normal programming this coming Tuesday here on Rant AM Radio.
What time is the call-in show?
12 noon.
What time is my show?
10 a.m.
Oh, no.
Why?
I'm saying, oh, no. It's a whole day of action and entertainment. Like only Rant AM Radio can bring to you.
We do it big. We go big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next year, nothing to fret about, Double A.
Next year we'll have a week of programming. All week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I hope there's nothing to fret. I mean, I don't have anything in my inbox. Yeah, okay. Anyways.
Talk to Surfer about that.
What am I supposed to talk to Surfer about?
We had to do this really quick before I could mix it down. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
That's not enough?
I just know that it's 12:27, and I right now I'm missing something that's going to air tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning, I should say. Anyways. So,
Half an hour.
Okay.
Half an hour.
Okay. But anyways, 954-889-7268, Double A the Rant, all one word on Skype. What were you saying, Surfer?
How do you feel about the vibe going into tomorrow based on what you saw tonight?
I think it's positive. I thought it was a very uplifting night. Nobody knocked anybody. Nobody took any cheap shots. And it was enjoyable. Listen, I don't think that there was anything that was horrible. A lot of people may think that this was one of the worst Hall of Fame induction ceremonies because nothing happened. Well, wait a minute. This is supposed to be a reverent night. Nothing scandalous or salacious is supposed to happen. And I honestly, another thing also, the crowd was well behaved.
Yeah, yes. I talked to Rage earlier when he was booing the fact that Arnold was governor. I'm like, this is not the place for it.
No, and that was the only thing that they really booed. Of course, during the commercials, they booed anytime Roman Reigns was shown on the screen. They booed that, but that's natural, you know. But yeah. So
how many Samoans you think was in the audience tonight?
A lot.
Oh, a lot. I counted, I counted at least 15.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, I believe in what he said. He kept running into cousins in the lobby at the hotel.
But the thing I'm wondering now is that, so these guys are going to go, they're going to have a dinner. And,
Luau.
They're going to go and go to bed. Got a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you figure they got to be at the
building probably. The
arena, by 10 noon?
10, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, they got an early day tomorrow. That's that West Coast thing. And then,
they're not going to be done until. They're not going to be leaving the stadium to what, like 1?
No. I remember 3 hours difference. So the show will go off the air at around 8 o'clock their time. Huh?
But say probably over 11. They won't have all cleared out till like 2 hours later.
Yeah, so you're looking at about 10 o'clock their time. You know, it'll be 2 o'clock in the morning for us, something like that. 1-2 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, let's go to the chat room, see what the chat room is saying. A lot of people seem to have enjoyed the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's really commenting. They're pretty indifferent over everything, but yeah. So yeah. I guess that's it.
Yeah,
Do you have anything else to say?
It was not a bad Hall of Fame.
No. I thought it was very good.
It was actually a really good Hall of Fame. I mean, by my estimation. I mean,
and for those wondering why Rikishi went in, well, they made it clear why he went in. I mean, I know some people complain as to when some people go in and other people haven't been put in yet, and I keep trying to tell them it's just a TV show they're putting on.
Lee has a theory. Did all the Samoans show up for Rikishi or for Roman Reigns' victory?
They showed up. They probably showed up for both.
Both, yeah.
Well, anyways, let's see here.
I mean, did Roman Reigns grow up in that city too, or
no? He grew up in Florida.
Oh, okay.
But you know, all those Samoans come from San Jose, the Bay Area.
Who was the guy sitting in the audience that looked like Rikishi?
That was his dad.
Was that Seeker?
No, it was his dad. Offa and Seeker were in the audience, but the one they kept looking at, that was his dad.
Yeah, Offa and Seeker, cousin, right?
Uncles.
No, I mean the dad of Rikishi is Offa and Seeker.
Yeah.
Cousins. No,
but they're
brother.
Huh? Brother.
Okay. If Offa and Seeker are his uncle, it's got to be brother.
Yeah, they're Reigns' uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. Uncles. Is Offa and Seeker the children of Peter Maivia nephews?
They're like cousins. No, I think they're cousins.
I mean, somebody need to make a chart up. So
I'm sure there's a chart somewhere. All right, let me look at the flow chart. Hold on. The Anoa'i family.
Man, you were going to crash your computer trying to look that up.
No, I got it already. Here we go. Okay. Leia Maivia married Peter Maivia. Okay.
Leia. Princess Leia, okay.
Okay. Who had... Hold on, I'm trying to read this now. Where the hell is Sika in this? I don't see Sika anywhere. But it looks like Afa is one of the kids of Peter. Yeah, it looks like Afa is the son of... Or actually, you know what? Yeah, Afa and Sika are...
So both Afa and Sika and no, the
no,
Rock's
no,
Mom.
No, it's not. No, no, no. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Where'd Yokozuna come from?
Yokozuna came from... Okay, let's see how this all matches up.
Well, I'm quite sure he had more than just three kids. Which is probably where you get the extended family from.
This flowchart is confusing. Hold on. There's got to be a better one.
Yeah, a link. You can, so I can look at it, too.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Well, I'll just view image. I'll post it there in the Skype thing. But yeah, it's just a little confusing how it all pans out. It looks like that Peter Maivia is the uncle of Afa and Sika.
Okay, it looks like Leia Maivia.
Roman Reigns is the son of Sika. Rikishi is the son of...
But Sika is Rosie?
No.
Also,
No. Sika, no. Yeah, Sika is the father of Rosie and Roman Reigns.
No, okay, I understand the chart. Okay, Peter Maivia, right?
Right.
And his wife,
Leia,
who had Toa, if I'm reading that right, and Atta, which is The Rock's mother. Okay.
Okay.
Then his blood brothers had...
It looks like it was cousins of Amitawani and Tuval on Hawaii, and they had Afa and Sika.
Right.
So they're cousins of Peter Maivia. And then...
No, their uncle is Pete. Peter Maivia is their uncle. Because his brother is Afa and Sika's brother or sister, whoever was related to Peter Maivia.
We're not going to dissect a flowchart on this day.
No, I'm reading it correctly. Where does Snuka tie into this?
Snuka's not part of the family, really.
No, but he married into the family.
He married,
double
but
A.
It's not,
double A.
It's not here. What?
Can I ask you a huge favor?
Yes.
Can we finish the Rexplex right now?
No.
10 minutes.
No.
Predictions, because Surfer was supposed to do predictions.
I am not doing predictions because I'm saving that for my own show.
Okay.
This is why I say I need stuff by 6 o'clock. Anyways.
Okay. No, it's okay. Half an hour, you'll have it.
Anyways,
Samu.
Now, if anybody wants to call in, now's the time to do it. Otherwise, we're going to be going off the air here in a couple of minutes. But do you have anything else to say about the Hall of Fame guys? Since
it was a home run for the most part.
I think it was a home run. I do.
It was classy.
Yes. Medusa looked really good.
Yes, she looked good. She looked good. She did look good. She held up well, of course. You know, a lot of that is...
She looks like she still work out. So unless she's still getting the ring.
No, she doesn't get in the ring. She's a monster truck driver. Didn't you hear her?
No, I said, yeah, she's still getting in the ring. Like,
well, she could, but I don't think she should. You know?
Yeah, she has the physique. She definitely could.
It seemed a little off that they had Natalya introduce her. Like, it just seemed like they just said, well, we need somebody. Who we got? Okay. How many superstars you think they zoomed in on throughout the night?
Oh, they think everybody.
Kept the camera.
I think everybody, and they focused a lot on Roddy Piper throughout the night.
I noticed that. I noticed there was a lot of Piper.
There was a lot of Piper, but
yeah,
everybody likes Piper, you know. Well, I guess that's it then. Let's run down one more time what you're going to hear tomorrow. First of all, if you missed... Oh, wait. Unknown phone number. Let's see what this is. Hello, you're on the air. Of course, they hung up.
Oh, come on.
Anyways, hold on. Tomorrow, big day here on the network. Okay? So, mark it down in your calendars. Lexicon is walking right now, and he has spotted Rhino. Let's just say that, and he's pretty enthused that he spotted Rhino walking.
I am so jealous of Lex.
Oh, and by the way, I don't think anybody should be watching Saturday Night Live, even if The Rock is hosting tonight. The Rock is apparently dressed as Bambi.
I got it recorded, so I'll watch it tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyways, tomorrow, big day on the network. Like I said, it all starts at 8 a.m. with the Lex Podcast. It's a replay from Thursday night, followed by the Rexplex at 10 a.m. The Wrestling Call-In Show live at 12 noon. Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave at 2 p.m. The Rant at 4 p.m. live. And then, of course, at 11 p.m. we'll have a two-hour WrestleMania post-show recapping everything that went down. And if you missed everything, or anything I should say, all the shows are not only available on iTunes, but the whole marathon will rebroadcast beginning Monday morning at 6 a.m. right here on Radio. Also, it'll replay on Friday morning at 6 a.m. And I think that's it.
So if you want wrestling coverage for media, what the hell are you going to do besides listen to The Rant?
Exactly. So,
don't worry, AA. I always make it in time. You're like, it's way past 6.
Yeah. It's like 7 hours past 6.
Oh, but I'm Central Time. That's
6 o'clock my time is 6 o'clock my time. You know, and I have scheduling to do. I have formatting to do. You know, certain things are programmed a certain way on this feed so that they run at certain hours. And I'm missing a pivotal show that's supposed to air at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I have everybody else's shows.
Oh, you know I love you, man.
Anyways, tomorrow night.
It will air tomorrow. Tomorrow will be grand.
Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, it all starts. We run right up until 1 o'clock in the morning. So please join us tomorrow here on Rant EM Radio. I want everybody to get a good night's sleep because it's going to be a busy day here on the network. It all starts. What was that?
I said make sure you take your vitamins.
Take your vitamins, sleep, get a good night's sleep, get in a good breakfast tomorrow. And that's that. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to thank everybody who attempted to call in. Of course, I want to thank Rex and Surfer. I'm AA. We'll see you tomorrow for WrestleMania. A lot of shows tomorrow. We got 5 shows that are going to air tomorrow. So it's a big, big, big deal on this network. Until next time, everybody, enjoy your Saturday. And we will see you beginning at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning for our WrestleMania marathon coverage as it continues here on Rant EM Radio. Have a good night, everybody.